Al Jazeera has just spoken to an ambulance driver inside the territory who says he's trapped in a war zone taking fire from Israeli forces. Over the phone a short while ago, he described the scene as a battlefield and appealed for help in protecting medical staff, women and children.
I was on my way to help a woman who was hit in the head when the special forces fired at my car. They tried to kill me again when I managed to enter a dead-end road. They opened their heavy fires at me every time I tried to go out of the road. So far, I'm alive. It is a battlefield and the citizens are horrified. They keep shooting me whenever I try to get out of the road. I can't get the injured woman out because of the heavy shelling, and I think she is dead now. They are targeting me and doing this intentionally. The international law prohibits targeting health aid providers, which are there to provide aid to everyone. The car is clearly marked with the Red Crescent, and the word ambulance is written in both English and Arabic languages. I've been here for hours now. My mobile phone battery has almost run out, and I will not be able to call anyone. It is a battlefield, as if two big armies are fighting each other. It is a horror scene here. Children and women are screaming and can't go out. There is no other people who have suffered like the Palestinian people. I appeal to those who claim they are free and democratic countries to intervene in order to get me out from this place and to work on protecting the medical staff, children and women. And I wonder where the human rights are while tanks and fighting jets are heavily pounding Gaza.
Ambulance driver Marwan Abu Raida.